A lot of these psalms were meant to be sung, and this particular psalm, not all the psalms were written by David, some of them written by other people. Some of the psalms later on, we don't even know who wrote them, but they became part of the Testament and God's Word. And I like what it says in verse 5 in the New Living Translation. My New Living Translation is a tad bit different than the one that Joanne just read from. It's also a little different than the one that Linda has, and she has. Mine was, golly, I've had it a long time. I think, yeah, this one here was given to me by my wife in December 25th in the year 2000. So it's 26 years of this particular one. And one thing about the translators and what they do with some of the things is try to keep us up to date with culture and different languages and so forth. So they're constantly looking at the different translations and to try to make it more that people can understand it. Because you can read a lot of things, but if you don't understand what you're reading, it don't make much sense. So that's what I always liked about the New Living Translation. I started using it before Judy got me this one here. I had one that I used for a long time before that. But I digress. Psalm 31, verse 5. I entrust my spirit into your hand. How often do we just, without even knowing it, we just trust God and we go about life and we just, because for some reason we have learned to trust Him. Why have we learned to trust Him? Because He gives us everything we need. He gives us air to breathe, everything that we need to operate in this old place called the world. But then we say, well, rescue us, Lord. I entrust my spirit into your hand, but rescue me, for you are a faithful God.